Once there was a girl, and this girl was just sitting in her kitchen and drawing pictures at the kitchen table. And she was just drawing a mouse and putting the finishing touches to this little picture of a mouse that she'd just made. And then she sat back and she looked at it and she thought, that's really quite a fine picture, when all of a sudden, what should happen but bloop! The mouse just popped out of the paper and was suddenly sitting there on the table and looking at her. The girl could hardly believe what she was seeing, and she stared at that little mouse that was now preening his little whiskers and cleaning his little ears, and she said, "Are you real?" And the mouse suddenly sat up and looked at her, and looked at her for a while, and then said, "Are you real?"
"But I just drew you," said the girl.
The mouse said, "Pretty good job, I'd say. Looking down at his fur and his little feet and his little tail, you didn't miss a thing," he said. "Good job." And with that, he jumped off the table and ran away into a little hole in the wall at the edge of the kitchen. Well, the girl could hardly believe what she'd just seen. But she took another piece of paper, and upon it she drew an elephant. She drew an elephant, and she was giggling and feeling excited and just wondering what on earth was going to happen this time. And when she'd finished the elephant and was just putting the finishing touches to the elephant's tail and the elephant's trunk and the elephant's tusks, why, she sat back and she admired what she'd done, when all of a sudden, out of the page, there came the real thing. The elephant popped out of the paper and was so large that he crashed the kitchen table, crashed it down into the ground. He was so enormous that he virtually filled the kitchen. She looked up at this enormous elephant and she said, "Oh, what's my mummy going to say when she comes in?" And the elephant said, "Oh, don't worry about that." And he made himself very, very, very small and popped into the biscuit tin. Well, the girl could hardly believe what was happening, but she couldn't resist trying a third time. And she took a piece of paper and she started to draw. But this time she drew a palace. A huge palace, fit for a king and a queen, and when she'd finally finished it and was putting the finishing touches to all the turrets and the castellations and the big iron gates, why, she sat back and she looked at her handiwork, when all of a sudden there was this great rumbling. Like an earthquake was coming, and it got louder and stronger until the girl suddenly heard this great creaking, crashing, huge noise. And all of a sudden the palace, it just popped out of the paper and was all around her. And she found herself sitting in the kitchen of that palace with cooks and servants rushing this way and that. And for a moment, she just stared at them, just stared at them all, rushing around, trying to get supper ready for the king. And she stared down at her own clothes, and she was a maid, all dressed up, ready to do her little job there in the kitchen. "Well, come on then," said one of the cooks, screaming at her and handing her a broom. "Don't just sit there, get working." And it was hard work. It was terribly hard work she had to do, and once she'd finished one job, why, she had to start the next, and then the next, and then the next. And when she wanted to sit down and have a break, why, one of the big cooks would come along with a broom and give her a whack to get her moving again.
"But I don't want to work all the time," said the girl.
And just then she heard this tiny little voice down at her feet.
"I can help you," said the mouse. "I know where the keys are for the big iron gates."
"Great," said the girl, "but how do I get away from the cooks?" And when the girl said this, there was a rattling sound could be heard in the corner of the kitchen. A rattling sound that seemed to be coming from a biscuit tin that, as the cooks gathered round and wondered what on earth it could be, got louder and louder and louder until all of a sudden the lid flew off and huge legs came out of the biscuit tin. 1, 2, 3, 4! And there was the elephant standing there so big that he squashed all the cooks to the sides of the kitchen. There was hardly any room for anyone else.
"Get on my back," said the elephant,
and the girl clambered up onto the elephant's back and hung on tight to his big floppy ears as the mouse jumped up and sat on her lap, and the elephant crashed through the doors of the kitchen and stomped all the way up the stairs, cracking the marble as he went. While the elephant made his way through the palace, cracking marble all the way until he came to the big iron gates. And big though he was, he'd only crack his own head if he tried to butt the gates open. But the little mouse with the key jumped down and went to the lock and turned the key in the lock until the lock was free, and then the elephant butted the gates open and off they went. There on the horizon, you could see the girl's house, and as the elephant stomped towards it, the girl saw her house getting closer and closer and closer and closer. But aren't you going to stop? Said the girl.
I can't, said the elephant,
as they went down, down, down the hill towards the girl's house until the elephant went crash through the kitchen wall, and there was glass everywhere, and there was brick and stone lying on the ground, and the girl was knocked out and only came to later. And when she lifted her head up off the floor, when she looked around, why, she was still feeling pretty dizzy and pretty dreamy. And she clambered up onto her chair, and she looked at the table where she'd been drawing, and she saw 3 pictures of a mouse, an elephant, and a great palace. And she felt a bump on the back of her head and wondered if she'd just imagined it.